Grace and peace, and welcome to another episode of Coram Deo. It has been a long time coming. I'm looking here at the history of my podcast, and I see that the last episode was on June 22nd. And so it's been several months since I've been on this podcast, and I've done an episode and released it to you guys. And I just wanted to take this episode to kind of reintroduce the podcast, as well as just explain very briefly as to why I have been away so long. So June 22nd was the last time I released an episode. It was several weeks before that my wife and I had to make one of the hardest decisions that we've ever had to make, which was to leave the faith family that we had been a part of and that I had been serving as a lay leader in for almost 6 years. And we made the hard decision of stepping away from the church and beginning to a process of seeking to find a new church to submit ourselves under. And it was one of the hardest decisions we've ever had to make, and it led to one of the hardest seasons that we've ever had to endure, you know, as Christians. It wasn't an easy decision by any stretch of the imagination. And it wasn't a decision that is, and it's, I guess you could say, is rare. As a Christian counselor and someone who has spent a few years now engaging with and doing counseling in situations of trauma, one of the things that I've become most prevalent within my counseling ministry is counseling saints who have been victims of racial trauma. And I did an episode of several episodes back on racialized trauma in the church. And but essentially, and I never anticipated this, but as I was doing counseling, and because I've written a decent amount of articles related to racialization and racial reconciliation in the church, more and more people were reaching out to me with counseling needs. And ultimately, what ended up happening was I've learned many stories of Christians, specifically minority Christians, predominantly African-American and Hispanic, who had been serving within majority culture contexts, to be clear there, white churches, majority white churches. And in light of the way that things have transpired over the past year, largely related to the issues revolving around who our president is, issues of social justice and those other kinds of things, many minorities became very disillusioned with their churches, with the church leadership, with the evangelicalism in general. And many people, many minorities have found themselves at a place where they felt that the best way in which they could be themselves and be accepted for who they are without having to meet any kind of demands or expectations of conformity to a cultural or ethnic standard that's not their own was to leave their majority culture spaces. And my wife and I found ourselves in a very similar place in late May, June. Of 2017. And so we decided to leave our church and all the relationships in many ways that we had at the time and begin pursuing something different, another church context. And it was a long season of healing and of just being together. And it was a rough season. And during that season, it was challenging enough to just persevere that doing a podcast and teaching and ministering and offering episodes dealing pertaining to counseling and those kinds of things just didn't seem right during that season when I myself was in need of personal healing. And so the past several months have been focused on personal healing, on caring for my wife, caring for my children, as they are 8 and 3 and then 2. And the only church that they've known was a church that we left. And so having to navigate that reality within our family has kind of been the priority for me and for my wife and for us as a family. I've missed this podcast. I'm happy to be back on this podcast. I'm looking forward to releasing information and episodes on this podcast. But in short, that was the reason why there's been such a long season. And I don't want to put bring over attention to me, because again, the fact of the matter is that I'm just a number. I'm just one, a person. There's a multitude of saints who have experienced the same thing over the past year. And if you're one of those saints who is listening to this podcast, you have had to have had a season of where you have become disillusioned with your with Christianity or evangelicalism as a whole, or you had to come to terms with a reality that you, that an unexpected reality in some regards. If you're listening to this, I know what that feels like. I know the challenges that come with that. And I've prayed for you over the course of the past several months to a year, as my wife and I have dealt with our own struggles, you know, and issues in, within that vein. Well, if you are new to this podcast, I started this podcast a while ago. I'm looking here. I see my first episode that I released was in February of 2015. This podcast, Cormdale, was built off of the principle of the Reformation, a Latin phrase, Quorum Deo, which was somewhat of a battle cry for the Reformation, which basically meant in the presence of God. And what it basically was conveying was that during that, at the time of the Reformation, there was a separation between what's secular and sacred. Those who were in the work of ministry, like priests, were considered doing sacred work, and then the common average person who was just had a day job was considered secular work. And what the Reformers said was, no, as Christians, we are children of the Most High God, and there is every facet of our life is therefore done within God's presence, is done in the presence of God. Everything that a Christian does is sacred. And so I ended up naming this podcast Quorum Deo, because that's kind of been the ambition of my life, is to come alongside other saints and to help them see how theology and the scriptures apply to the daily aspects of life, how they can apply big truths to the daily expectations of life, and to help show how everything is indeed sacred, how we best can live our lives before the presence of God. And so I've had episodes on here dealing with issues related to counseling, such as depression, as well as episodes dealing with things such as anger, to friendship, to issues of abuse, to even more deeply theological things like the doctrine of divine love or the Trinity and those kinds of things. But seeking to take those ideas or truths and apply them to the daily life. What do these mean for you on the day to day? And so that's the ambition of this podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. Over the past year, I think that one of the things that has been uncovered is that there is a deep lack of understanding what it means to live in the presence of God as the saints of God, as it relates to ethnic unity, you know, and cultural sensitivity within the church. And so I will be focusing a little bit more. If you just did a peruse of all the episodes I've done, you'd see very, very few episodes related to issues pertaining to race and ethnicity. In many regards, that was intentional, because that hasn't been the point, you know, of this podcast. But I have come to see how deeply ingrained those realities are to the overarching theme of this podcast. And I do intend to speak about those issues more regularly on this podcast, though this podcast specifically is more general in scope. It's more related to issues pertaining to counseling and practical theology. But racial reconciliation or ethnic reconciliation is an aspect of practical theology, and more than that, it is part of the gospel and the fruit of the gospel. And so it is essential to talk about how we relate to one another as we speak about how do we live before the presence of God. We live in the presence of God by loving one another, and so I desire to speak about what that looks like. Well, this I am launching this podcast. I thought about launching it back again in January, but I decided to go ahead and release it for December. Over the course of December, this is kind of the off season for podcasts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be releasing several episodes where I'm going to be discussing various articles that I've written related to race and issues of reconciliation, ethnic reconciliation, and I'm going to give commentary on these articles and share my thoughts and extra thoughts related to these articles. And then from there, when we begin the new year, I'm going to go back into the more mainstream topics of this podcast. And so what you have to look forward to, at least for the month of December, is to hear a reading of some of my most popular articles that I've written, and then some extra commentary on those articles. I will continue keeping each episode between 15 to 20 minutes. That's always been the standard. I like to keep the episodes short but dense to give you enough time to travel to and fro to work and back or something of that nature, and yet still get a lot of meat, you know, to what you're listening to. And so I want to just take this time to thank you for tuning into the Cormdale podcast. Thank you for tuning back in. Thank you for your patience and bearing with me as I've kind of been in and out and been gone for a while. I am thankful to be in a much better place right now, to be in a place where I feel free, where I feel a sense of joy in who I am, who the Lord has made me to be, and what the Lord has called me to do. And I look forward to seeking to glorify the Lord through doing this podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate and love you all. Grace and peace in Cormdale.